Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long tongue.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. As always, we're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And I announced earlier in the show, we're very proud there's a new app. It's been posted. Go to the Devil Radio website, Devil Radio 92.7 FM. Download the app. New one, you will be able to follow Devil Radio wherever you are, in the gym, in the car, anywhere else.
Luke, yeah.
Luke, you look very pleased. Did you have a big part in this app, Luke?
Oh, yes. I had a lot of work to do around the app, and it has been a group effort for sure. But we're really excited to have it and offer it to our listeners. We know that we have a lot of listeners in Dane County and Madison, but we also have a lot of listeners around the state that aren't necessarily in our traditional radio patterns. So we're really excited for you to be able to take Devil Radio with you wherever you go. People are going to be start to travel again. So you can still have your favorite radio station on your phone, on your smartphone at any time. The website is devilradio927.com. Check it out. You can download the app. It's right on our homepage. Or you can just search us in the Apple App Store or the Google Play Android Store. So tons of ways to download it. We also post it on Facebook and Twitter for the links. So many ways to find the app, and we hope that you download it and keep listening all summer long.
Sounds terrific. Yeah, and by the way, as you know, Luke, we have a big listenership in the Chicago area, Chicagoland. So a lot of places outside of Madison, Dane County, although we're very glad to have the good listenership there too. Thank you, Luke. Okay. Ted Cruz did something the other day that I believe any experienced prosecutor would say is a criminal violation. I'm going to tell you what it is, and then you've heard me suggest that some people should be criminally prosecuted or brought before a grand jury. I don't say that lightly. As a lawyer, I don't say that lightly. What I've seen is that the more celebrity you are, the more reluctant, the more scared some prosecutors are to do things that they would do if you were not a celebrity. Here's what it was. He wrote an article in the Wall Street Journal attacking what he called woke CEOs. And this article was described as the most corrupt thing any senator has ever said or written, according to an ethics expert. And here's what it is. When Cruz talks about woke CEOs, what he's talking about is major companies who objected to the voter suppression laws that cropped up in Georgia and Texas and are cropping up elsewhere around the country. You know, saying that you can't give water to people in line, even a pregnant woman who's fainted, can't give her any water, can't help anybody vote. That was going to be interpreted mean you can't even answer questions like which ward am I in or which machine should I go to, that kind of thing. And in Georgia, they were also going to get rid of voting on Sunday to interfere with Souls to the Polls and African-American churches. Anyway, here's what Cruz said in the Wall Street Journal guest editorial. Quote, we won't look the other way on Coca-Cola's $12 billion in back taxes that they owe, end quote. Quote, we will let Major League Baseball's antitrust exemption expire, end quote. Quote, when Boeing asks for billions, we will let the Export-Import Bank expire, end quote. This is just some examples. Coca-Cola is headquartered in Atlanta, and they objected to the voter suppression legislation down there. When he's talking about $12 billion in back taxes owed, there's been no finding that somehow Coca-Cola owes $12 billion and that the Republicans are simply preventing it from being collected. It's basically a legal theory that on repatriated profits and some other things, who knows what he was talking about. But what he is threatening is Coca-Cola with a $12 billion hit for taking a position against a political issue that the Republican Party wanted. And he says Major League Baseball's antitrust exemption expire. It's okay, you don't play ball with us, and we are going to let your antitrust exemption expire. The antitrust exemption is in statutory law. Congress controls it. And the idea is that somehow with professional sports teams, if you let people sue them for antitrust violations, basically a lot of their arrangements that they have, for instance, this one gets this draft and that one gets that draft, and you can't do it a certain time, you can't tamper and all this. They just say it's a Wild West. You know, in the old days, Steinbrenner of the Yankees didn't have to worry about drafts or anything else. He could just do, you know. So that's what he's saying. And in Boeing, a lot of its contracts are with private companies, airlines, of course, but a lot of them are with the government. And when he says we ask for billions, well, if you go to a company, you know, Europe has Airbus, we have Boeing, and we have a couple of others. But basically, when you go to somebody and say, I want a new fighter jet, the F-35 or whatever, and they're going to say, well, you're going to have to help subsidize the research and development. You're going to have to agree to buy a certain number of them. And basically, you know, we're not going to go out on our nickel to take a flyer with all the research and development, have you look at it and say you don't want it. There's got to be a partnership here. So when he's saying when Boeing asks for billions, when the United States wants an F-35 bomber, which I do want, we want to use Boeing. We want to keep them going. This is a direct threat, a criminal threat, that we will cost you a lot of money if you don't support our legislative agenda. That is a felony. You cannot go to somebody and say, if you agree not to oppose this bill, I will give you $12 billion. That's a flat out bribe. That's a felony. If you go to somebody and say, you have an antitrust exemption that saves you a lot of money, I'm going to tamper with that and change it if you don't back what I say, that's a felony. And when you say to Boeing, you like those contracts? You like the money you get from them? We're going to cancel them unless you go along with our legislative agenda. That's a felony. The sad thing is, if a small businessman went to a congressman and said, I will give you $10,000 if you put this bill in, or I'll give you $20,000 if you vote against this bill, he'd be prosecuted. But when it's Cruz, who ran for president and has a big name, talks about $12 billion in Coca-Cola or billions in Boeing, or Major League Baseball's antitrust exemption is worth many billions, it's almost too big. It's like a bank that's too big to fail. It's too big. Well, it's time to stop worrying about too big. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. Ted Cruz should be indicted. The prosecutor should look at this and present it to a grand jury. And if the grand jury returns an indictment, then he should be prosecuted. Very simple. I don't know what's so difficult to understand about it, all this, but that is what they are doing. Mark from the SAC, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Well, Ted Cruz is all the appeal of a staph infection or a scorpion. Ted Cruz is weakened right now, and that's why he's doing some of this stuff, and that's why the prosecutor should go after him, because that he is suborning, they're trying to suppress. If corporations are people, then corporations have the right to free speech, and they can say whatever the hell they want to say and do whatever the hell they want as far as politically goes. And the Republicans want to have it both ways. They want the corporations just to be their little cash cow. They can come and milk and they throw them a few bones, or big bones, as the case may be, and the corporation is just supposed to shut up and give them money. Well, screw Ted Cruz, screw Mitch McConnell, and just they say this kind of stuff, and the prosecutors, that there's a new sheriff in town, and you know that, and the prosecutor should be unfettered now to go after these people that are committing these crimes. I mean, Ted Cruz doesn't give a rip about the people of Texas because he gives a rip about the people of the United States. He went to Mexico, for God's sakes, when there was a crisis down in Texas. I mean, he's not even a man. I mean, I'd say that to his face. I mean, what kind of man are you? Canadian-born Ted Cruz, let's remember that. You know, drop that through your head. I mean, when Ted Cruz was born, his mother and father were in Canada, had no intention of, at that point in time when he was hatched, to come be coming back to the United States. Well, Ted Cruz never had to go through any immigration naturalization process. Why not? I mean, hold them to the same standards.
Yeah, you know, you're making some good points. We're going to a break. I'm going to respond to you after the break because you raised a few things that that I want to build on. They're very good. We're going to a break, but when we get back, I still leave you with this. If a small businessman in Wisconsin gave a state senator $10,000 to amend the Fair Dealership Law, he'd go to prison. Why is Ted Cruz, who's threatening Coca-Cola with $12 billion and Boeing with billions, not going to prison for the same thing? We're going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider.